Shmuel Beis Perikov Aleph. Before we start this perik, it's important to mention many Mephorshim learn this perik of Shmuel Beis is not in chronological order from the rest of the Sefer. However, the Abarbanel learns, indeed, this perik is in chronological order, and the event of the famine that took place after the rebellion and subsequent death of Sheva ben Bichri. And Pasuk Aleph, Vayhi Rav Bimei David Shalosh Shanim. There was a famine in the times of David for 3 years, Shana Acharei Shana, year after year. Ve'yavachish David es Pnei Hashem. And then David decided to ask Hashem, why is there the famine? Ve'gemar Yavamos, Ayin Ches Amud Beis, why did it take 3 years of famine for David to ask Hashem? The first year, David thought maybe there was idol worship amongst Yisrael. David searched the land, and there was none. The second year, David thought maybe people are committing adultery. David searched and didn't find any. The third year, David suspected people weren't properly giving tzedakah. David searched, and it seemed that they were. David had then come to a conclusion, Ein hadavar taloi elo bi. The reason why it is because of me, that he was personally responsible and a cause for the famine. In a deeper sense, the Gemara in Tainus Chov Dalet Amud Beis says, Kol ha'olam kulo nizon b'shvil chanina b'ni. The entire world gets sustenance because of the tzaddik, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. As Chanina ben Dosa was one of the leading tzaddikim of the generation, the whole world received its food because of Chanina ben Dosa. Here too, David was the tzaddik hador, the leading tzaddik of the generation, and therefore David had understood, Ein hadavar taloi elo bi. The whole reason why the famine is happening is because of me and my actions. Therefore, as the tzaddik hador, David took personal responsibility for the famine. Hashem told David, there are two reasons why the famine is happening. One, because you did not properly mourn over the death of King Shaul. Two, King Shaul had killed the Givonim, which was considered a sin in the eyes of Hashem. Note, we learned in Sefer Yehoshua, the Givonim dressed up in sackcloth and emptied their water flasks to trick Yehoshua to think they traveled from a far away land in order not to be destroyed. Yehoshua at that time made a treaty with the Givonim. After the Givonim's deception was revealed, Yehoshua kept his treaty. However, Yehoshua demoted the Givonim to the wood choppers and water carriers of the Mishkan. The Radak points out, King Shaul had wanted to undo the promise Yehoshua made because Yehoshua's treaty was made under false pretenses and therefore invalid. According to this, Shaul actually killed the Givonim. Other Mephorshim explain, King Shaul did not directly kill the Givonim, but rather through killing Nov, Ir HaKohanim, the city of Kohanim, that had negatively impacted the Givonim. Pasuk Beis through Tes, King David inquired from the Givonim about what can be done to rectify the sin of King Shaul. The Givonim related that they want 7 descendants of King Shaul to be publicly hung to atone for King Shaul. King David consented. King David handed over 2 sons from Rizpah, 5 sons from Michal that she had when she was married to Adriel. The bodies of all 7 men were hung and put to death at the same time. Keep in mind, a king of Yisrael has the right to act in a super legal manner. Here, King David was utilizing his right to act in a super legal manner by handing over the descendants of King Shaul for death. The Gemara and Yavamos, Ayin Tes, Amud Aleph, each one of King Shaul's descendants passed in front of the Aron, and Hashem had selected which ones will die. This incident was in accordance with the divine will. David, on his own right, would have not been allowed to select which one of King Shaul's descendants will live or die. Pasuk Yud through Yudalid, Rizpah then took a towel and protected the corpses from birds and wild animals day and night. Rizpah had done this for an entire season. David was informed about what Rizpah had done. David then regathered the bones of King Shaul and Yehonasan along with the bodies of the 7 men. As it says in Pasuk Yudalid, the Eretz Binyamin, B'tzila, B'kever, Kish, Aviv. And then he reburied all those bones with the bodies of King Shaul in Selah, next to King Shaul's father. Yisro did everything King David wanted them to do. Hashem listened to their prayers, and the famine in the land had ended. And Pasuk Tesvav through Chav Beis, which is the end of the parak, the Navi now lists four wars of King David that King David had fought and won. The first war was against the Plishtim, and they defeated the giant Yishvi that was killed. And Pasuk Yizayin, it says, after that war, V'nishban she David lemor, lo teitze od itanu b'mechama, v'lo tichbes der Yisrael. After that war, the people swear to King David and told him, don't come to war with us any longer, because we do not want the light of Yisrael to be extinguished. In the second war was against the Plishtim and Gov. Another giant was killed. Third war was against the Plishtim. Elchanan was killed, as he was the brother of Goliath. The fourth war against the Plishtim was in Gath. There was a giant who had six fingers and six toes on each hand and foot. He was killed by Shimma, the brother of David. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.